I'm Michael Pope in Richmond, where Democrats are celebrating taking control of the House of Delegates and the state Senate, putting them in control of both the executive and the legislative branches of government. Former House Democratic leader David Toscano says Democrats won on a number of issues.
We were speaking to people on the basis of the issues that they were concerned about, whether it was ERA or reasonable gun safety or investment in education. And we won because Donald Trump is very strongly disliked in the Commonwealth, and those two factors play to our advantage.
Donald Trump wasn't on the ballot here in Virginia, but he might as well have been, according to Democrats. Every Democrat here in Richmond says Democrats won because of the issues and because of the president. Here's Democratic delegate Mark Keem of Fairfax County.
Donald Trump is a gift that keeps on giving. And we thought after a year, people might say, okay, this is a backlash against Donald Trump. 2017, we showed a huge backlash. We figured 2018, it's a matter of, we don't like what's going on nationally, so we'll send a message.
That's a message that includes education and the ERA and the minimum wage, all of which will receive renewed attention when Democrats take power. But gun control stands out among the rest. Here's Richmond Mayor LeVar Stoney.
When you come to the General Assembly in a special session in July and you only stay 90 minutes, you can only muster 90 minutes. There's no way that you can keep your majority, and that's what happened today in November.
The Democrats may be celebrating now, but when they assemble in Richmond next year, they may be facing a bitter fight for who gets to be Speaker of the House. That could prompt a debate about what they want to do with the power now that they've got it. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.
And I'm Mallory Nopain in Colonial Heights, where Republican Kirk Cox kept his seat but lost the House. Cox is Virginia's top Republican, and he's represented this district for 30 years. Speaking to supporters Tuesday night, he said he was able to hang on to a seat because of his grassroots support.
And so as a 30-year government teacher, my love is representative democracy. And if you think about it, for 400 years, this is where democracy started. To be a part of this and to continue to be a part of this.
But he'll continue in a different role. When the General Assembly reconvenes this January, he'll no longer be Speaker of the House. Cox shook hands with friends and volunteers, but he refused to take questions from reporters, leaving his own party early. In a statement sent out later, he said Republicans will work with Democrats where they can and, quote, speak out against overreaching policies when we must. Republican Frank McDaniel says he's excited to be represented by Cox still, but not excited about Democratic control of the legislature.
I think it's going to be bad news for gun control because gun control doesn't work.
Now, McDaniel says it's time for him and fellow Republicans to look forward to 2020. In Colonial Heights, I'm Mallory Nopain.